The Hillsborough County Commission today voted unanimously to remove the name of Ralph Hughes from its Moral Courage Award. Last year, under strong opposition, the Hillsborough County Commission renamed their award in honor of Hughes, the controversial developer known for bankrolling Republican candidates over the years, who died a year ago. But Commissioner Rose Ferlita today said that the award, originally offered back in 1991 to honor those who stand up to the government, should not have been renamed for one person.
I think it really has the opportunity to diminish the value of the award, both to the person who made the motion and to the people who were recipients of that motion without anybody's name tagged to it. Matter of fact, I think we saw some very heated discussion the day we brought this up last year, and even a recipient wanted to return the award.
In May, the Internal Revenue Service filed a claim against Hughes and his business, claiming that they owed over $69 million in back taxes. His family has disputed that claim. Nevertheless, any drama about Ferlita's proposal evaporated after Hughes' son asked that the board remove Ralph Hughes' name from the award. The St. Petersburg Times reported that in an email sent to Commissioner Jim Norman on Tuesday, Sean Hughes wrote, quote, "In our view, instead of the honor and respect intended, naming the award after him has resulted in people who neither knew my father well nor had any idea of what he did for his community disparaging his name and making statements that are untrue and hurtful." Commissioner Mark Sharp voted against the name change last year and seconded Ferlita's motion to do so again.
This ought to be an award that unites us and that everyone is excited about. And I just felt that the nature of some of the political battles that he had engaged in and at times, you know, perceived partisanship, that perhaps it wasn't the best place to place Mr. Hughes' name. And I struggle, even though I will support this motion, I'll second the motion. I feel badly. I feel badly that we place his name on the award, and now I feel badly that we're having to take his name off, but I think it's the right thing to do.
But Commissioner Jim Norman, a close ally of Hughes, told his fellow board members that he respectfully disagreed with their assessments. Norman said that the nature of the award was about going up against the establishment, and so naturally the award recipient would be controversial.
It's an award that is not a come together, kumbaya. It's a moral courage. Somebody's got guts to do the right thing the way they perceive it. And that's why I don't get the, and if you go back and look at the award winners, it is not a bring the community together award. It's a moral courage award, standing up for what they believe in.
Critics of the board's vote last year to change the name of the Moral Courage Award in Ralph Hughes' behalf spoke out angrily. The winner of the 1996 award, Eileen Hart, traveled to the next county commission meeting to return her trophy. But to Commissioner Jim Norman, Ralph Hughes was a conservative icon, and his family did not need to deal with the criticism that the board's decision was wrong last year.
You know what I saw in that letter is the family's tired, sick and tired of things being portrayed here that would hurt Mr. Hughes and tear that family apart, and people that didn't understand him. The guy was a conservative. He was a real conservative, probably much more conservative than anybody sitting on this board. And he fought for lower fees, lower taxes, lower government, and trying to the dream of people having home ownership.